Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Q-Code presents The Beautiful Liar, in association with Interscope Films, starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
The Beautiful Liar is presented by Sonos. Allow Sonos to unleash its hidden power and fill your world with supernatural sound. Discover sound made easy at Sonos.com.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. Q-Code presents The Beautiful Liar, in association with Interscope Films, starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Chapter 6, Potential.
Hello, Agent Crutzen. Agent Crutzen? I'm sorry, Agent Crutzen, you're cutting out.
Dalton, you're in danger.
What? Sorry, ma'am, you're breaking up.
It's too much.
Where are you? Are you okay?
I'm coming to... We're running time.
Hello?
This is the voicemail of Janet Crutzen. I can't come to the phone right now, but if you think I deem it important, leave a message.
Hi, ma'am. I couldn't quite hear you, so please give me a call back when you have better service. I'm a little, I'm concerned. This is Dodson, by the way. Well, until she gets back to me, I'll continue with the next day of tapes to see what happened in the aftermath of the talent show.
Drop it.
I feel like you're not hearing me.
I feel like you're not hearing me.
You've wasted the last couple of days moping around instead of taking advantage of how charged up we got at the talent show. Who knows how long this feeling will last?
Shh, I'm sleeping.
Clementine. Honey, get up, let's go.
Mom, I really don't feel good.
I let you stay home from school 2 days in a row. You need to face this head on.
I'm not ready.
Avoiding it isn't going to make things any easier once you go back to school.
You were there, Mom. It was awful. My voice cracked.
Barely.
People were laughing. Mom, please let me stay home. One more day. Dad always said mental health days were important.
Fine. But tomorrow, you have to go.
I will. Promise.
Love you.
Okay, you know, Clem, maybe the talent show wasn't that big a deal.
It felt pretty big to me.
Well, so we exploded some lights, screwed with cell phone function, you know, made the auditorium go dark. It was barely a flex of our potential.
Potential?
I say we do it again. How about today? Let's go to the mall, you know, or something, or see what we can explode.
You can't be serious.
Sadie calling.
Oh, this is not happening again.
Should I get it?
I mean, Sadie's the only one I like.
Hey, Sadie.
Oh, thank God. Where have you been? Evan said he's called like a million times and left a ton of voicemails.
Sorry, I just haven't been feeling too good the last couple of days. I think I'll probably be at school tomorrow.
You should just call him back. He's seriously sulking about you. He didn't even come in today. Maybe just, you know, reach out.
Okay.
Anyway, I gotta get to homeroom, but I'm glad you're, like, alive.
Voicemails. Tap to open. 5 new voicemails. Tap to play.
Hey, are you coming to school today? I sent a bunch of texts, but maybe your phone is off or something. I brought morning elixir for you this morning, but had to drink it myself. You're right, it is bad.
Next voicemail.
Hey, Clementine, it's me again. I don't know where you are or why you're not answering my calls. I just want to know if you're okay.
Do we need to listen to the rest of these?
Closing voicemail app.
She's risen. Finally! And getting dressed! Miracles do happen. I mean, a shower probably wouldn't hurt.
Transportation apps. Tap to open.
Where do you think you're going to practice with our powers?
Rideshare app. Tap to open. Insert address.
48 Little Creek.
Huh?
Tap to call ride.
Excuse me, isn't that address?
Yep.
Yeah, why are we going there?
I think an in-person conversation will do us better.
Are you Clementine?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Playing a little hooky?
Oh,
I ain't gonna tell.
Kind of.
What school do you go to?
Westlake.
I went there years ago.
Oh, cool.
This place is spooky.
What do you mean?
This whole town is spooky.
I'm pretty new here.
You gotta be careful.
Near Westlake?
Nah, all over Greenville. It doesn't go reported, at least mainstream. This mayor covers everything up. But teens, a few of them have gone missing.
Looks like we have a conspiracy theorist, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would have heard about in school.
A few months back, I gave this girl a ride out to the middle of nowhere in East Lake. I don't ask questions about where people go. It's not exactly my business, right?
Okay.
Anyway, this girl was about your age, high school. I heard that she never made it home that night. No one's talking about it. Just another Greenville casualty.
How do you know that she didn't make it home?
Somebody saw her snatched on a live stream.
He's just trying to scare you. Ooh, why don't we scare him instead?
You gotta be real careful.
Can you turn on the radio?
Oh yeah, sure. Here we are. Stay safe.
Something's weird.
Like what?
Something in the air. It's familiar.
Sometimes it feels funny when it thunders. Atmospheric pressure or something.
Okay, we'll see.
We hope you've been enjoying The Beautiful Liar, presented by our friends at Sonos. Creating a show like The Beautiful Liar involves the collaboration of incredible writers, actors, sound designers, producers, and so many more. That's why we love to listen to the show through the Sonos sound system and finally hear all of our hard work come to life. The Sonos Arc is the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and of course, podcasts. Arc was designed from the inside out for incredible clear sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Hearing sound for the first time through Sonos speakers helps you understand how much detail goes into the audio you hear. What once was one-dimensional becomes an entire world around you. You can pair any Sonos device to another Sonos device and truly create an award-winning sound system of your own. The soundstage moves around you, rendering every sound with dramatic clarity, detail, and depth. You can enjoy Sonos in your home and even on the go. Visit Sonos.com to learn more.
Doorbells to the right. Dear.
Clementine? What are you doing here?
I talked to Sadie and she said you were absent today too, so I thought maybe we could talk in person.
Okay, sure, but why didn't you pick up my calls? I've been worried.
I just wasn't ready to. It was really embarrassing what happened the other day.
You still should have called to let me know you were okay.
Are you mad at me or something?
I'm not mad, I'm just... Whatever, it's fine.
No, what?
You just disappeared after the talent show.
I needed to get out of there.
Yeah, but I don't understand how you managed to leave.
What do you mean? I found a side door and I went through it.
Right, it's just, it was really chaotic and all the doors were locked. No one else got out as fast as you did.
I felt around for it. I guess I just got lucky.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
People have been saying things, and I didn't want to listen to them, but after the other night...
Okay, this is all sounding very accusatory. Don't let them off the hook.
Saying what things?
You know?
No, I don't. Enlighten me.
It's a gross rumor, and if it's not true, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel better.
Forget it. And shouldn't you be at school?
Shouldn't you be at school?
I don't... Look, Clem, it's not a good time. Maybe you call your mom for a ride home or something.
Who's that?
It's Veronica. I knew something was off here.
What? Why is Veronica here?
How did you know that?
See, Evan, how could she know I'm here unless she's lying?
If you two are together again, why did you keep it a secret?
It is beyond that you're accusing us of keeping secrets. You're faking it.
Faking what?
Veronica, just let her go home.
No. Clementine, how did you know I was here?
I felt it and just knew.
Bullshit. No one just feels or knows stuff like that unless they can see, which supposedly you can't, unless you're faking it.
What?
Leave it.
No, Evan, I'm done protecting her feelings for your sake. You are a liar, Clementine. I knew from the moment I met you something was up, but to lie about being blind? Oh, that is, like, extremely wrong.
You think I'm lying about being blind? How dare you?
You escaped a locked auditorium, ran away from a party, knew I was here, and it seems like your eyeballs are pretty functional.
I'm not 100% blind. I'm visually impaired, you idiot. Why would I lie about that?
It's about time we show Veronica what we can do.
Yeah, let's show her.
And why do you say the most random shit all the time? Like some totally socially inept weirdo. It's...
Veronica, seriously, stop.
You're just some attention-seeking...
Showtime.
Mentally disturbed...
Harmonize in 3, 2...
Liar.
Shut up.
What the hell is happening? My phone, it's like...
Whoa. Clementine?
I said shut up!
Oh my god, we just exploded her phone. That is a third-degree burn on her hand if I ever saw one.
Veronica?
What? My hand, it like, feels like it's on fire.
I didn't mean to.
Clementine?
Make a break for it.
Am I far enough away?
Okay, now that was fun.
It was not.
Oh, a little fun.
No, it was bad. Really bad. I didn't mean to hurt her.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You made me.
Oh, come on. You wanted to.
That doesn't mean I should have.
Who cares? It's just Veronica.
I care. Did you hear the way Evan said my name back there? Like some kind of monster?
A glorious monster.
I was just thinking about her phone. I didn't know I could do that.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant about exploring our potential. Like, we can do more than we thought. We can target things, people. Who knows how big we can go with this?
I don't want people to be scared of me.
Evan thought you were lying about being blind. He's as bad as Veronica. Let's go full throttle with our powers.
No!
Clementine. So here's the thing. The talent show is an epiphany for me.
Seriously, stop with all of this.
No, you need to listen. I've always thought that my purpose was to protect you from using your power. But we both know your power will always be there, dreaming under the surface. And after the talent show, I realized my real purpose is to help you harness your power and help it grow.
This is the exact opposite of everything you've ever told me.
Yes, I thought I was guiding you the right way. But the talent show is our biggest display, and something woke up inside of us. It's like we've leveled up. I can finally feel our potential. And if you let yourself feel it, it's electric.
No, it's terrifying. I'm terrifying.
Exactly. You can get some real retribution on everyone who's ever wronged you. That little scene with Veronica was just the start.
What are you talking about? You're supposed to protect me, not tell me to flex my powers all over the place. People could get hurt.
People should get hurt. Yet with the new and improved program, Clementine, it's us against them. All of them.
I don't want that.
Yes, you do! There's no point in lying to me. I am you. I feel what you feel. I know what you think. I'm in your
head. And you have to do what I want, so shut up.
Or what?
Or I'll get rid of you.
All right, that worked so well for you the last time at the party. What, half an hour without needing me?
I can go longer than that. I can't have you in my head making me hurt people.
I'm a direct reflection of you, Clem. You do want to hurt people who wronged you.
No, I just want to be normal. Can't we be normal?
You're never normal, Clementine.
I can't give you what you want. I can't carry the burden of doing what I did last time. I can't kill someone again. You have to go away.
Wait. What?
I can't give you what you want. I can't carry the burden of doing what I did last time. I can't kill someone again. You have to go away.
Kill someone? When did she kill someone? Is it, we have to have this on tape somewhere. It would have to be from before Westlake. Okay, I'm going to look for it and just play the rest of this conversation between Clementine and Shadow.
You understand what you're doing? Banishing me?
Yes. I need you to leave.
Stay safe, Clementine.
Shadow?
Clementine!
Mom? What are you doing here?
I got a notification that my credit card was charged for a ride share to this address. Jesus Christ, get in the car. You're getting soaked.
I know what you're up to. I looked up the address. It's unbelievable. I trusted you. You told me you still weren't feeling good enough to be at school, and then I get that notification and find out you just wanted to sneak off to your boyfriend's house? Well, what do you have to say for yourself? Honey. What happened?
They're gone.
You mean Evan? Oh, please, honey, he's just a boy. I'm sure he'll come around eventually. Clementine. I know that this is a hard moment, but I meant what I said about the recordings.
I know.
Turn it off. Just...
Whew, okay, well, I found something. There is one date on this printout from before Westlake. So far, all the other dates correspond to the convergences I found in my research, and yet this one earlier date is a mystery. I'm wondering if it may be related to the killing client forementioned. Oh, it appears I've already, listened to part of this tape. You know what, I'm gonna rewind a bit just to get some context.
Why can't you just drive me to school like everyone else?
Clementine, I'm not your chauffeur. You can take the bus. It's not the end of the world.
Today, I had to stand at the bus stop screaming for someone to please tell me which bus was mine, like a crazy person.
Sweetheart.
You guys don't know what it's like to be humiliated like that.
Clementine.
Hey. Take a beat. Take a beat, Clementine. Breathe. Okay. All right. Peace offering. Let's put a button in this for now. Your mom and I will talk about it. Maybe there's a compromise for this bus car situation, okay?
David,
she's never gonna compromise.
Well, I am the arbiter supreme, especially when I give amazing foot rubs to mom and buy junk cereal for my daughter at the supermarket. All right. Hey, we going in to get these groceries or what? Come on.
Hey, hon, I'm gonna stay in the car and make a couple of calls.
Guess it's just you and me, Glenn. Let's go get you that cereal.
One box.
Oh, shoot, hang on. I'm gonna meet you outside the car, sweetie. Just let me find my wallet.
Okay.
Did you see that? The car lights were flickering when she was ranting. She's getting worse.
I know.
We need to call them.
No.
But maybe they can help.
I don't trust them, Adrian.
But if...
Forgot my audio recorder.
Coming, sweetie. Clem, I'm sorry that happened to you today. I promise we are going to figure out the best way for you to get to and from school.
Whatever.
Wow.
What?
Nothing. That just sounded very teenager.
Okay, well, I am a teenager. I'm 16, Dad. I'm not a baby anymore.
Okay, all right. No need for the dramatics.
I'm not dramatic.
Hey, it's not always a bad thing. Makes you exciting to be around. Keeps us on our toes. Okay, we got a whole wall of cereal to choose from here. Do you want me to narrow it down by flavor profile, by...
Chocolate.
We gotta get out of here right now.
What's going on?
You two, get to the back.
Hey, man, please don't point your gun at us.
Dad?
Shut up.
She's scared. She's blind.
Just tell her to shut up.
Hey, don't touch her.
I said shut up.
Dad? Dad?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Beautiful Liar stars Rory Ann Dahl as Clementine, Sam Nelson Harris as David, and Emily Hampshire as Shadow, with John Bass as Dodson, Alicia Reiner as Crutzen, Jennifer LaFleur as Adrian, Allison Jay as Sadie, Karin Brar as Evan, Sarah Yarkin as Veronica, and with additional performances by Ronald Chisholm and Jonathan Medina. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Manisha Dean. Written by Kaylin Lowry and Manisha Dean. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz. Executive produced by Sam Nelson Harris, Emily Hampshire, John Janik, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Steve Berman and Anthony Saylor. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Supervising producer Sandra Yi Lin. Music by X-Ambassadors. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design by Lyman Hardy at Stuck On On. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Fabio Lofria. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Additional script supervision by Nick Robinson. Assistant mixer Sarah Ma. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Beatrice Noronha, Neely Oftering, and Sarah Ma. Additional music and music editor Brian Kesley. Assistant music editor David Tadashore. Music clearance coordinator Elise Wolf-Tretter. Musical performances by Scott Goldbaum, L. Puckett, Dana LaMarca, Dave LaVita, and Amanda Banto. Song credits: Beautiful Liar by Sam Nelson Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, Andrew Wells, and Ricky Reed. Reincarnated by Sam Nelson Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, and Andrew Wells. Performed by X-Ambassadors, courtesy of Interscope Records and Kid in the Corner. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson, Brandon Weissner, and Bree Doran. Post-coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alexa Goldstein. Actor assistant, Gregory Cooper. Production legal, Christina Bulbrick and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Seth Callen, Anne Markwell, Luke Weber, and Tyler Hansen. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Beautiful Liar is a Q-Code production in association with Interscope Films and This Fiction. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
The Beautiful Liar is presented by Sonos. Experience the power and beauty of audio with sound made easy at sonos.com.
Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.